So this is what I'm used to.
NPR's David Greene has spent much of this campaign on Clinton's plane, and he joins us this morning to talk about her.
Campaign planes, rallies, following candidates. Of course I expected to be at the Democratic convention in Denver.
Welcome to the convention that will nominate Barack Obama.
Instead, when Nancy Pelosi opened the show Monday, I was buying a ferry ticket to cross the Mississippi.
How much do we owe you?
$8.
This assignment's definitely a departure. I'm not asking my usual questions, like, who are you voting for? Mostly, I'm listening to people like Kevin Nolley, the ferry captain.
I get to see sunrises and sunsets that most people only see pictures of on their walls every once in a while. I say, ooh, that's pretty. I get to see it all the time, so.
It's been liberating, out on the road in an SUV, not boarding a plane four times a day. And my mission is simple. Talk to people about who they look up to. Doesn't have to be a politician. And with Kevin, it wasn't.
Being a hunting fanatic, I'd have to say Ted Nugent, but he's not really my idol. I'd have to say Jesus, because he's the man.
I didn't get a lot of answers like that while following Hillary Clinton. Oh, Senator Clinton, her big night in Denver was Tuesday.
In America, you always keep going. We're Americans. We're not big on quitting.
As for me, I was at a jam session in Arkansas.
We're even in the key of D for that.
Yeah, we're even in the right key for a change.
These musicians like Scott Blake were convincing me that playing music under the stars made it worth missing the convention on TV.
These songs have stood the test of time. They're hundreds of years old.
Then I heard from his 8-year-old son, Sam.
That guitar was in my baby bed before I was even born.
That's true.
Now, I admit, I had to tune in for Barack Obama's speech Thursday, and I'm going to do the same for John McCain next week. But for a political reporter, a night like this in Arkansas can keep politics in some perspective.
NPR's David Greene with his reporter's notebook from the road.